You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. The first thing that I need to do is thank Rick Keller, who donated the CD player that is being used to do the music tonight. And you know, we were having tremendous problems with the CD player. And today, Doyle brought up the mail, and there was a big box, and it had the it had a brand new Technics CD player, 5-disc CD player in it, donated by Rick Keller. And Rick, I want to thank you very much for your donation. I really appreciate it. I don't know how we would be able to cue the music to the broadcast anymore, because the old one just wasn't cutting the mustard at all. Wasn't working. So once again, I want to thank you very much. Now, something else has been going on, I'm sure that most of you are aware of, and it's an incredible thing has happened. And I guess a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I did a broadcast telling you about how I had been contacted by my long lost daughter. And and what that meant to me. So stay tuned. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Those happy hours that comes for us, I'm missing this, I know, most of all. I miss you so. I want you only to share my dreams once more. Please come back. I miss you so. I thought that friendship would never part, my dear. And now I'm longing for you to be near. I'll always love you, and I'll be true. Oh, honey, don't you know, most of all, I miss you so. Be true, oh honey, don't you know, most of all, I miss you so, more than you know.
Well, that's that was a lot of the thoughts that I had going through my head for a lot of years. See, many years ago, I married a beautiful woman who just knocked me off my feet. In fact, she looked at me across the room and mouthed the words, "Would you save me?" and so I did that. And I'm not sure I saved anything. I mean, we were We were terribly happy for a long time. And one day, she came home and said that she was in love with another man, and we had a little daughter who was 4 years old at the time. Her name was Jessica. And I loved her dearly. I sang to her. I put her to bed. I gave her baths. I played with her and held her and put her to sleep and all of those things that fathers do. And when we were split apart, I think that both of us were terribly hurt by that for a long, long time. And I certainly have missed her terribly. And recently, I went to my computer one night. Well, you've all heard this before, but I'm just going to go through it again just a little bit. And I saw a message that basically said, "Hi, Daddy." I guess the best way to say this, or to words to that effect, is I'm your daughter. And it's been quite an experience ever since that day. And on Saturday, well, to me, a miracle happened. And when I say miracle, folks, I'm not kidding. I mean, it just really, to me, was a miracle. And I still think it's a miracle. I'm not sure, you know, what all to say about all of this, because there's so much emotion involved and so many good things. And but to me, it was kind of mystical. It was it was incredibly fulfilling. It's a healing process for me that is plugging a lot of holes in my chest, believe me, and making me whole once again. Because for a long time, you know, I just I wasn't myself, and you know that. You've been through all this with me for years, 9 years. You've been listening to me rave on. So, and most of you know me probably more than you know a lot of your best friends. So Jessica's sitting here beside me, and I'm going to give us both a little breather, because I'm sort of reaching, you know, here. I don't really know what to say, and I don't want to embarrass her, so I don't want to go too much into what I'm feeling and all kinds of things, because she's a little nervous about being on the radio for the first time in her dad's broadcast to boot. So we'll take a little breather here, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to Jessica, and we'll open the phones, and you guys can talk to her also, if you wish. Thank you. Well, that was about the most joyous music that I could find, and I wanted to play that because that's about what I'm feeling. Jessica can tell you herself, you know, what she's feeling, but I just feel so good and so happy and so full, just full. I'm just brimming over with love and good feelings. Saturday, I get up real early in the morning and I begin scrubbing floors and scrubbing toilets, and I scrubbed her bathroom until it was so spotless, and just worked my butt off, all the while never really believing that she was going to show up. I don't know what that was. It may be some kind of defense mechanism or something. I just didn't. It didn't register. Maybe that's what it was. It just didn't register. But nevertheless, I was getting everything ready. And she didn't get here. I was expecting her around noon or 1 o'clock. But Doyle and Jesse had problems hooking up at the airport. And so she didn't get here until around 4. And when the truck pulled up, I mean, it just pulled up and stopped. And Doyle parked in a different place than he's ever parked before. And so I couldn't see who was in the truck. In fact, I couldn't see if there was anybody in the truck at all. And nobody got out. The doors didn't open for a long time. And finally, I went outside and went up to the truck, and all of a sudden, the door popped open, and out stepped this very tall, very beautiful young woman, and she just rushed into my arms, and I almost lost it, folks. I don't think I've ever felt such emotion in my life. And it was a great strain to keep from just turning into a big blubbering idiot, and I didn't, thank God. But boy, some tears were streaming down my face for a couple of minutes. You know, like when you see a good movie and it's a wonderful ending and you get tears in your eyes. Well, that's about what happened. But the storm that was raging inside me was way beyond what was showing on the outside, I can assure you. So I want to introduce you now to my daughter, Jessica. Welcome to the Hour of the Time.
Hi.
Hi. I don't think she really knows what to say. She's a little embarrassed being on the broadcast. Have you ever been on a radio broadcast before?
Oh, all the time.
All the time. You want to tell us about your trip out here, and what happened getting up here?
Well, I rode to the airport with my pilots, who were talking about how they'd been at a bar the night before, and I got on the plane, and I was very, very, very nervous. I felt as if that 2.5-hour flight took about 7 hours. Finally touched down in Phoenix, and I had no idea how to approach the person who was supposed to be waiting for me at the end of the walkway, which didn't matter because they weren't there. So we spent about an hour running around the airport, passing Doyle, it turns out, about 7 times. Finally found him, got in the truck, and drove 4 hours with no air conditioning here. And
which is not bad up here, folks, but down in the valley it's terrible.
But it was the best trip of my whole life because I saw my daddy for the first time that I can remember.
Wow.
And got the biggest, best hug I've ever had.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that was a wonderful hug. Just absolutely incredible. And now, you know, to spare us any more of this this torture, I'm going to open the phones at 520-333-4578, and if you'd like to call in and talk to Jessie, that's what she likes to be called, or Jessica, if you wish, or Jess.
Whatever.
She's I'll give you a little picture of her. She's 5'9". She's beautiful. Just absolutely. She's built like a, well.
He's lying.
I won't say that. She's got a beautiful long brown hair and the biggest, most beautiful smile I think I've ever seen. Well, that's not true, because it's her mother's smile, to tell you the truth, but it's also very much her own. Good evening, you're on the air. Whoops. Chicken plucker. 520-333-4578 is the number. Phones are open. For those of you who've been waiting for this moment, now is your chance. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, it's great to talk to y'all under these happy circumstances.
Well, thank you. Who is this?
This is Joe from North Carolina.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, I want to ask you, Mr. Cooper, how did you and Jessica's mother choose the name Jessica? I think it's a lovely name. I have a cousin by that name.
You know, to tell you the truth, I don't remember. I remember we struggled over a name for a long time, and we didn't decide on Jessica until shortly before, I think within 1 or 2 days before Sally went into the hospital to have the baby and to have Jessica. And I don't really remember, to tell you the truth.
I love the Allman Brothers song, Jessica, and I always thought if I had a daughter, I would use that name. Jess, I'd like to ask you, have you read your father's book, Behold the Pale Horse?
I've started to, but I've kind of had a whirlwind of things going on since I found him, which is shortly after I found him, I received the books. I haven't really had time to read the whole thing.
Well, listen, congratulations to the both of you, and God bless you, and I'm going to get off and let other people call in.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny. Jessie had never seen my book until I sent her a copy after she contacted me. And there's a story that's really incredible about that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah.
Joe from Southern Connecticut.
Hi, Joe.
And I'm very, very happy for you tonight, and I'm glad that you have a new broadcasting partner. Cooper and Cooper.
Well, that sounds good.
You know the way you described her, tall and beautiful?
Yeah, well, she really is.
I just can't believe how happy you are. And over here in Southern Connecticut, now we have two voices to tell us the truth over the air.
Well, thank you.
And I want to wish you, the both of you, the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, Jessie had been looking for me for 5 years, and she told all of her friends about her long-lost father and how she was looking for her father. She never told them what my name was, and every single one of them knew exactly who I was and where I was and everything.
The minute I said the name of the book.
That's incredible. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill, and good evening, Jessie. This is David. Now I'm calling in from the other side of the country in Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is just a great American story.
Well, thank you.
And there's one thing that always bugs me is maybe Jessie could describe what it was like driving up to your house, like not from the airport, but like, you know, when you talk about being on your mountain and everything? Well, people in the audience really don't know unless they've been there. So she would be kind of like a first-hand reporter as to, like, boy, what does it look like around there? We only imagine what it's like where you live based upon our perception. So I would be very interested, and I'm happy for the both of you, and God bless you both. And I'm going to say goodnight and listen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Jess, you want to describe what it felt like driving up here and what you saw and what it looks like and...
Well, for me, I noticed everything because I live in Oregon, and it's completely different. I mean, there were cactus and all sorts of stuff going through the mini Grand Canyon on the way here, and then when we started to drive up through Eager, which is what it sounds like this guy wants to know about, I was absolutely awestruck by how small this town is. It's very, very tiny, and it's really, really pretty and really adorable. There's great views from all sides. He showed me this morning, he took me outside of his house, and and showed me the valley, which is the town of Eager, which surrounds the hill he lives on. He lives in the very center of it. And if you stand outside and look in any direction, you can see the whole town, and it's just beautiful. It's like patchwork. And it's like he's in the very middle of everything, the only house on the top of this little hill with a red dirt road leading up to it. It's pretty much all I could tell you.
Okay. Thank you. 520-333-4578. And you can see many miles in every direction, not just the town, but way, way far off. And in approaching the valley from any direction, you can see my house if you just know where to look. And we can see you coming. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Danny from Texas.
Hi, Danny.
Congratulations to your reunion here. And I was wanting to pass on condolences and thanks for everything. Dole picking Jess up. And tell you the truth, Mr. Cooper, she has a very nice voice. Must be that microphone somebody gave you. She sounds good.
Well, she sounds good in person, I got to tell you. That I haven't found anything to criticize yet. We all have faults, and I'm sure she has hers, and I'm not trying to make her out into some angel that she can't live up to, and I don't want her to think she has to do that with me. But what I've said is absolutely the truth. So, and thank you for complimenting her on her voice. It is a very pretty voice.
She sounds very good.
Thank you.
And I hope she picks up. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're waiting for your call. I got to tell you, folks, this has been a long time coming, and tell you quite frankly, I never thought that it would ever happen. And didn't want to delude myself or fool myself into thinking that it was ever going to happen, and so I just really didn't think about it very much. Of course, every once in a while I would dream, but this is nothing like any of the... This is much better. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper and Jessica.
Captain Audio.
I recognize this
yes,
voice.
Yes, it is. I wish to congratulate you both for
Thanks.
Your reunion, for... I had one myself when I was 30 years old, and it was a most astounding and startling part of my life that continues to grow 12 years later. And I just wish you both the very best. And time is not lost. Time is not lost. I wish for you both to take up where you left off and move forward. And you have my blessings.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning.
I'm not sure I know how to pick up where we left off, because if I did that, I'd be changing her diaper tonight. And I got to tell you, she doesn't wear diapers anymore.
You'll figure it out. It will be fine. I was 31 years old when I pulled up to the front of my mother's house, and there was a 5-foot-tall panda bear painted on, what would that be called?
So she still
press board.
She still remembered you as a little boy. And that's exactly the way I remembered Jessica. I remembered her as a little girl until she stepped out of that pickup truck. And then, you know, you can look at pictures all you want to, but it doesn't mean anything until you see the person.
Absolutely.
In my mind, she was always that beautiful little girl.
Absolutely.
And she still is my little girl. I don't care how big she gets. She'll always be my little girl.
My blessings upon you both. I'll allow someone else to come on.
Well, thank you.
Good night to both.
Thanks
Good
for
night.
Calling.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Thank you. You know, folks, one of my hallmarks over the years is my confidence on the air and my my ability to educate you and know what I'm talking about and be able to reference sources and facts and documents and all that kind of thing. And I got to tell you, tonight I just don't feel that way at all. I feel totally lost. I know if Jessica were not here, I would have that confidence and I'd be able to talk about everything that's happened. But I wanted her to share this broadcast, as she so rightfully should. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Uh-huh.
I'd just like to say I've been through something very similar as to what you went through and your daughter went through.
Uh-huh.
And I've recently, got reacquainted with my daughters after 10 long years.
Daughters, plural. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I want to share with you that, there's a very, very special love between daughters and daddies.
Yeah, well, I'm aware of that.
Oh, yeah. And I pray God blesses both of you. I think he already has.
Yes.
And
I feel blessed, as a matter of fact.
Well, you should, because you are. I've listened to you for many years. I've never called you before. But after what I've been hearing in your broadcasts for the last few days, I just felt moved to give you a call and tell you that, well, hey, your daughter must love you very, very much.
Yep.
I know you do, Jessica. I know you do. And it's been a lot longer for you, Bill, and Jessica, than it was for me and my daughters.
Well, and, 10 years is a long time, and I'm sure the pain and the heartache that you all suffered was equal to or maybe even greater than what we went through.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know all your particulars. You don't know all mine. But my heart goes out to you. My prayers are with you both.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And God bless both of you.
Thank you.
You too.
You're welcome.
Five two zero three 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 4578 is the number, and we're waiting here for your call. And you got to call because I don't know what to say. I really don't. I am just overwhelmed by the whole thing. And Jesse and I have been visiting and talking and just being together, basically. And it's just been the most wonderful thing. Just to be with her. Sometimes. We don't say anything. We just are with each other, and that's truly a most wonderful feeling. Just knowing that she's there, I got to tell you. And I've had this overwhelming urge. I want to tell you about this because unless you're a father, you'll never understand it. And but every father that I've ever known, including me, with all of my children, I have always had this tremendous enjoyment watching them sleep. There's such a peacefulness and innocence when children sleep. And I know she's not a child anymore, but in my mind, she still is. So, you know, I'm sort of struggling with that, but I'll get over it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
This is Bob Boyd from Long Island.
Hi, and, Bob. How are
Debbie
you?
Debbie and I, my wife, we want to congratulate the both of you getting together, and we're enjoying the program tonight. And I'd like to ask Jessica, what is her favorite food?
My favorite food? It's weird. Have you ever taken apart a Snickers bar?
What is it?
Okay, if you eat the chocolate and the peanuts and the caramel off of a Snickers bar, there's this kind of nougat stuff left that's not in anything else on Earth. And if you try that, I swear to God, you'll never like anything better. And it's really weird.
Oh, boy.
But that and lasagna are my favorite foods.
the center of a Snickers bar and lasagna. And if you mix the two together...
Yeah, my wife and I, when we were listening, we were, it sounds great because we can hear you pretty good here in New York, and we were really interested in finding out, you know, what she liked, and how is Crusher adopting to this?
Well, you know, when he first saw her, he does what he does. He saw her with me, and she was a stranger, and he wanted to kill her. Tell you quite frankly, he saw her as a threat. And but he, you know, now he sees her, and he may bark a couple of times. Then he stops and he looks at her and he wags his tail, which means he's not in that protective mode anymore. But
right.
He still is a big dog, and he barks and stuff like that. And I've told her, you know, just talk to him every time you go outside and go as close as you can without getting close enough where he could bite you, and just talk to him, and that's working. And she's only been here since Saturday, and it's working real quick. So he senses some kind of special relationship, because he just doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't know you, he's never going to accept you. But animals have this incredible ability to sense things. And so Crusher is sensing that she's not really an enemy, but he hasn't quite decided what to do about that.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, my wife and I, we want to congratulate the both of you, and we look forward to hearing both of you more and more.
Well, thank you. But, you know, she's only going to be here for 2 weeks.
Well,
but
that's 2 weeks worth.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to say goodnight.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 520-333-4578 is the number. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. You'd never know it tonight. I can tell you that right now. And my daughter Jessica is by my side. And you know, all you single guys out there, don't you come near her.
I have a boyfriend named Jed who I love.
Yes, she does. And she's really smart. You know, most 20-year-olds that you run into are sort of airheaded. Well, Jessica's not at all. She's a very intelligent young woman, and she's very smart. And I was kind of surprised at that, because I didn't know what to expect in that regard. And I don't know if it's genetics or the schools she went to or just the fact that she decided she didn't want to fit into that other category. But I understand she's got quite a circle of young friends who are just as intelligent and just as smart as she is, and so, you know, that helps. There really is. You know, you hear this thing about birds of a feather flock together, and you think if somebody associates you with a certain trait whatever, because you hang out with a certain group of people. Well, folks, it's really true. I mean, if you usually hang out with people just like you. People tend to gravitate toward people who are of like mind and of like activities and like philosophies and politics and all of that kind of thing. So there really is something to that. You know, they castigated Senator Joseph McCarthy because he called people to testify who associated with known communists, and they tried to paint him as somebody who was really bad. And years later, it turns out he was vindicated, because it's true. Known communists flock together with known communists and unknown communists and people who are fellow travelers and things like that. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's a safe place for me. 520-333-4578 is the number, and right now I need a safe place. 520-333-4578. Whoa, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. We'll stay away from that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Bill, and hello, Jesse.
Hi.
I just think this is wonderful. Isn't God so good?
Oh, yes.
He gives us such surprises when we need it most, and when we've been without something for a long time, it makes it even better. God bless both of you, and enjoy knowing and meeting each other all over again.
Thank you so much.
God bless both of you.
Thank you.
Good night.
And thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're taking your calls until the end of the hour, which is about, 15 more minutes. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
This is Mike from Ohio.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
How's Ohio doing?
Real good. Hey, I'm not too up on your background. Did I hear you right then that is Jessica your daughter from her first marriage?
Pardon?
Is she your daughter? Jessie's a daughter from your first marriage?
Jessie's my daughter.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought I heard you say...
Doesn't matter what you heard me say. Jessie's my daughter.
Okay. When I first called, I said I wasn't too up on what your background is, but
yeah.
I'll check the website out more. I haven't had a chance to go through the whole thing.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number.
I just wanted to say hi to Jessica and welcome.
Thank you.
We are really happy that you have come into your daddy's life again.
Me too.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I can hardly hear you. Okay. I just wanted to make one comment to you, Jessica. Anything negative you ever hear about your dad, don't believe it. Because he's one of the most wonderful people we have in this country, possibly in the world. And you are so fortunate to have a father like he is.
Thank you, I know.
Well, we are just delighted to hear you on the air with your daddy.
Me too.
Thank you, Virginia.
Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you'd like to call and talk to me or Jesse or about anything that you want to talk about, the phones are open, and they're going to be open for the rest of the hour, which right now is about 11 more minutes before we do the shuffle off to Buffalo thing, or shuffle off to somewhere. I got to keep adjusting that because every time I look down, it's set wrong. Once again, I want to thank our good friend who sent us this CD player. I also want to thank Doyle for driving 4 hours down to Phoenix to pick up Jessica at the airport, and 4 hours back to deliver her into my arms, and Eva for riding along with him, and for the company that they gave her on that trip. Hooking up was kind of difficult, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? You want to talk about that?
Well, they weren't at the terminal, and so then I went down to baggage claims, and they weren't there, and so then I had them paged, and I was accidentally calling him Daryl instead of Doyle in the paging system.
Yeah, he won't answer to Daryl. Every time I call him Daryl, he never answers me. I don't know why.
And then after a while, he had me paged, and if anybody here would like to call the Phoenix Airport and tell them they need a new paging system, feel free to do so, because their speakers are completely inaudible. I had no idea what gate he was at. I knew it was some gate I was supposed to go to, so I carried like 200 pounds of luggage to about three or four different gates, which are a mile apart from each other, and finally found him.
Yeah, when she got here, her arms were really sore from doing that. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're taking your calls until the end of the hour. And, you know, this girl does something that I haven't seen young people do in a long time. She writes letters, lots and lots and lots of letters. And she's written lots of letters and postcards since she's been here. She's got a big handful of them ready to mail tomorrow. And I just don't see young people doing that anymore. I don't see young people reading. She likes to read. And she's never had a computer. I gave her my old laptop and loaded it up and upgraded everything, and she's been spending a lot of time with that and communicating with, you know, people. She likes to communicate. She's a communicator. Maybe, you know, maybe she likes radio enough she'll do this radio show someday when I'm not around. We'll see. You know, she's interested in art. She studies art, and she's an artist herself. She draws and all kinds of neat things. 520-333-4578 is the number. Thank you. Well, I don't know what to do now. I mean, nobody's calling, so Jesse and I got a lot of stuff to catch up on and a lot of things to do, so as usual, when this kind of thing happens, we're going to check out of here. We got other stuff to do, gang. So, good night. God bless each and every single one of you, and adios, amigos. We'll see you tomorrow night. That wasn't the right one either. You like to dance, Jess? Would you dance with me?
Sure.
Okay. Good night, folks. We're going to dance.
the end of